From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Skiing is a very white sport, and we're not just talking about the snow. While the country is becoming more diverse, ski resorts are still attracting a mostly Caucasian clientele. As NPR's Jeff Brady reports, there are efforts in the industry to change that.
Last year, ski resorts in the U.S. had about 57 million visitors. The industry would like to push that number above 60 million. But Bill Jensen with Vail Resorts in Colorado says that won't happen without reaching a new demographic. Jensen says skiing steadily increased as baby boomers came of age in the 70s, but those numbers have leveled off.
And the baby boom generation is moving into their 50s now, and even early 60s. And we have a favorite line is there's not enough Advil in the world to keep you skiing after 55.
Jensen says better equipment also has extended the skiing life of many aging boomers, but he says that won't last forever. So he's become an advocate in his industry for attracting more people of color. Roberto Moreno also has been an advocate, but his message is even more emphatic.
Well, if the industry, frankly, doesn't reach out to the emerging multicultural majority in the United States, I mean, it threatens to turn snow sports into polo.
Moreno heads a group called Alpino. It encourages city kids to try skiing and snowboarding. Moreno is standing outside a rental shop in Vail. With him are about 50 students from Denver North High School. Most of them are Hispanic, and even though they live just a few hours from some of the best skiing in the world, this is the first time they've been here. At the top of the mountain, they're getting used to the feeling of having a snowboard underfoot. Instructor Don Van Gilder stands below one student and grabs hold of his outstretched hands. Then Van Gilder teaches him to slowly slide down the training hill sideways.
Okay, where are you looking? Stop looking at your board! All right, look where we're going, all right?
The first try for junior Luis Bustamante ends predictably.
Remember, guys, you're trying not to pump.
This is his first time on the mountain.
I heard that ski tickets are usually $70 at least. And we were getting this whole deal with food and everything for just $30, so we came up here.
The ski resort picks up the rest of the tab, hoping the students will become lifetime skiers. Cost is one reason a lot of minorities don't ski, and that gets into another reason. It's one of the several sports that just wasn't open to minorities in the past. Ted Fay is with the Center for the Study of Sport and Society in Boston.
Skiing, like its related individual sport, cousins, tennis, golf, sailing, were often referred to as country club or, one might say now, resort sports.
Fay says there's no outright segregation in the ski industry today, but he says resorts haven't done all they could to appeal to minorities. Vivian Johnson agrees with that.
Because whenever you see skiing on commercials and billboards, what do you see? White people.
We caught up with Johnson in a noisy parking lot at Vail Resort. She's African-American, loves to ski, and has been doing it for years. But she doesn't always feel entirely comfortable.
I don't feel like I'm in danger here, but I do feel like I stand out. But that's okay. That's okay.
Bill Jensen with Vail Resort says his company is trying to hire minorities for frontline positions so people like Johnson will feel more comfortable.
And what we're saying is, you know, can we have a Hispanic lift operator? Can we have an African-American lift operator? Can we have somebody that works in human resources and not just have people of color in, quote, back-of-the-house type positions?
That's one of the ironies of the ski industry. While minorities have not embraced the sport at the same level as whites, many of the restaurant and hotel workers at ski resorts are people of color. Jean Mallier is with the National Brotherhood of Skiers. His group has spent three decades encouraging African Americans to take up skiing. He says the sport should take a cue from tennis, think the Williams sisters, and from golf.
Look at the impact that Tiger Woods has had on the whole industry of golf, which was very exclusive, country club oriented, and surely not one of the things that individuals who were multicultural, as a rule, aspired to as they grew up.
Mallier says golf and tennis are a lot more attractive to people of color now. He says the same could happen for skiing if it had a high-profile star. But it takes a lot of money to raise a professional skier. Training can cost more than $40,000 a year, and most pros start down that road well before they're teenagers. Even paying for city kids to come up and ski for a day costs a lot of money. Bill Jensen with Vail Resort says marketing budgets already are stretched thin. He says the most effective advertising may also be the cheapest, word of mouth. That is, current minority skiers encouraging their friends to try the sport. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.